Okay, so now for the last talk of our session, speaker will be Robert Nudge from Planet. Stage is yours.
Thank you. So welcome everyone. I'm trying to make a presentation for you which is not that deep down technical and trying to keep you wake up. So I'm going to give you a rough overview on what Planet is offering to the geospatial remote sensing community in terms of data. So we are the fuel for this all the things what you have heard today, and let me say the message of Planet is very simple. And what we are providing is data only and some analytics, so basic analytics. The key sentence, what we are keep saying, is that you cannot fix what you can't see. So the whole Planet idea came from three guys working from the for the NASA in the United States, and they have being as a startup, or they just established a startup, and they were wondering if it is possible to create imagery or satellite images from space for a low or from a low budget satellite. So they have. One of them went to the office a day and said, "Hey guys, I bought my new Google Pixel camera. Look at this. I have a camera inside. I have a gyroscope inside. I have memory inside. So why don't we just take images with these kind of cameras?" And the other two said, "Hey, you're nuts. You're crazy. It's not possible in the space. There's minus 150 and plus 130, and so it's simply not possible." And they say, "Okay, let's put it in the testing machine. Let's see what happens with the phone." So they've duct taped it to a pole and put it in the test machine, and they were plus 130 and minus 150, and they're shaky. They did everything with that, and guess what? Nothing has happened. So the data on the phone remained intact. Everything was working seamlessly. And then they said, "Okay, let's rocket launch it." And they rocket launched the phone, and the rocket fell off. And guess what has happened? The screen was broken. So all the data, everything was working. So they said, "Okay, so let's do it. Let's find some good investors and start the journey." So, and of course, they would need a business justification behind. So the satellites were still bloody expensive. So a normal satellite could cost $1 billion, so 800 million, 900 million, over $1 billion. And since the idea came from this mobile phone, what we can do today is to put together this micro satellite. So the satellites, what we have, one of the constellations, what we have called the Doves, are 10 by 10 by 30 centimeters, so a three-unit satellites, and made from commercially available pieces. And the cost of these satellites is something like $50,000. So the prices are really low, go up to the sky as a secondary load. So again, we are keeping the costs very low, and so the cost of the satellite images are kept low, so again the business decision was to serve the customers with a data which is constantly available, which is affordable, and one can make easy business decision based on that data. So, and compared to the traditional approach, they recognize that the, on one hand, the limit, the coverage is limited because you have to task all the satellites to go to a certain place. Then if it is cloudy, you lost some days or weeks when you can go again to the same place. So the revisit rate is really low. I would say that in the past, the access was also quite limited. It's not anymore valid. So all the satellite image providers are offering a easy way to download the images, and so what these guys have created is the satellite constellation what René showed before. So satellite constellation made up from 120 satellites constantly rotating around the globe and revisiting every single point or taking a picture of every single point on Earth every day. And this is the big shot what we have. So based on this, these images, you can do a lot of things. So you can see trends, you can do analytics, and the, as I said, the cost is really low. Just for you to understand, I'm always telling this because this is easy to understand and easy to remember that. So for one day, one square kilometer costs $1 cent with our images. So okay, sending now 0, 10 meters. We have a cost of this, but this is still very low daily revisit. And I'm going to tell you about the resolution and the spectral bands then. So. What we are doing, or where the our customers are frequently using our solution, is forestry, agriculture, disaster management. So where at all those places where you need a frequent revisit, or you need to see the trends, or you need a lot of data to process or to digest. Of course, there are many others, other possibilities to use this data. So defense and intelligence, so border protection, for example. As I've said, the emergency management part, forestry, mapping agencies are using, even as a backdrop of our images. Energy, let me tell you an example. For example, utility companies are watching or monitoring their electricity lines or pipelines, if there is any encroachment, if there is any illegal buildings over a pipeline or around the electricity line. Agriculture, obvious. So I'll tell you some examples. Insurance companies. So for example, in Turkey, we have a really good project where the Minister for Agriculture is justifying if there was really something, or the farmers just reported a thunderstorm, which wasn't even there. So they have they are using our daily imagery, having microwave. Don't know the details, I'm sorry for that. So having 15 microwave sensors, so they can take all over Turkey, so they can see where the thunderstorms and the thunders were. So they can really identify if there's something has happened or not. So they can, the insurance company can pay for the farmer or say no way, there was nothing at that point. Or creating a business intelligence behind. So imagine that, and this is also a live project in the US, there's the so-called Permian Basin, and that's in Texas, so the southern part of the United States, where there's a lot of oil. And based on our daily imagery, the investors are checking if there is a road built somewhere. And if there are a lot of road is being built, then there's something. And this something is the most probably oil. So the land prices are going up. So it is worth to invest. So there are so many possibilities to do with this daily imagery. You name it. So just that's your imagination. So as I said, the idea was to image the whole world every day and making the changes visible and a kind of indexing the whole globe and make available all this imagery to everyone. Beside the daily fresh imagery, we also provide all the archives. We are not allowed to delete one single image from the images we take. So you can search for it. We are indexing it, and you can of course download the imagery. So a few examples for agriculture, bloody obvious. So crop health, then crop classification, which is really the, you can do it with Sentinel, but again, the revisit rate is not as frequent as with our imagery. And if you keep in mind the price, then you say that, okay, it might make sense to buy this data. Of course, defense and intelligence everywhere around the globe, stupid thing, but it's the governments are spending a lot of money on that, even if the civil people wouldn't like it very much. So plane detection, vessel detection, and this is one of the analytics what we do now, and we provide it for purchase. The vessel detection, of course, only at the shoreline, so we are not imaging the middle of the Pacific Ocean because it doesn't make sense to make blue images every day. So we are imaging the landmass of Earth every day. And of course, border protection. I had a meeting now in today in Bucharest with one of our partners, and they said that there's a need for keeping a corridor clear at all the borders of Romania, which means there cannot be any vegetation there, not even grass. So then they have to monitor if it is really clean or not. So going out there on foot or with a drone costs a hell of a money. But if you have this daily imagery, you can use this you can use the imagery for that purpose. For the monitoring. Of course, as said, the pipeline monitoring for utility companies, deforestation. Forest fires can be monitored with the Sentinels or whichever satellite constellation. One important thing: I wouldn't say that the planet satellite is the only one, and you can do everything with that. But it has its market. So if you want to have better imagery or higher resolution, we have another constellation which is having a higher resolution. But if you want a very high resolution, go to the other vendors, so you can do it. But if you are keep monitoring, you can decide if you want to have that better resolution. So monitoring low cost, if anything happens in a spot, you can go and buy high resolution imagery, or you can go with a drone or on foot and check what is happening there. So the These are the values, so high cadence, global coverage, efficient delivery. I haven't talked about the delivery. So the we are providing actually two platforms. One is a web page where you can search for the imagery and you can download the imagery from, or we are providing, an API for the heavy users. So these are your solutions, the monitoring, every day, everywhere. We have the other satellite constellation, which is an investment from Google, who has jumped into our company with their Terabella satellite constellation, which is now called SkySat. And this is a constellation of 15 satellites. And this the resolution is 72 centimeters, but you have to task these satellites. So if you see something happening around somewhere on the globe, you can go there with the SkySat satellite and take an image with a 72 centimeter resolution. We provide base maps. Base maps are the cleaned up version of our imagery, so auto rectified, surface reflectance cleared. And we are putting together ties, so you have the same imagery at the area of interest you want to have. We are providing a huge archive, so archive back to 2014, full coverage of the globe every day. We are doing some analytics. I said that we are doing this vessel detection for the military, or for whatever purpose, and we are doing road and building detection as well. Platforms are our Planet Explorer, which is the online tool, and the API, what we are having. And you see here the two constellations. So one is the PlanetScope, this three-unit satellite, with a 3.7 meter resolution, RGB and near infrared. We have an archive back to 2014. And we have the other constellation I've mentioned is the SkySat constellation with a 72 centimeter resolution. Again, RGB, near infrared, and some and the pan bands, panchromatic bands. And this also has an archive back to 2014, 15 satellites, which is, let me say, a lot. So we don't have any, at this moment, any issues with providing the needed data. I don't have too much time, so I'm going to skip some slides, a lot. And you see, so www.planet.com, please visit the site, www.planet.com/explorer. This is the online tool what we have, so you can come there, register, just have a touch and feel what kind of data we are providing. And I'm here today and tomorrow, so you can reach me out anytime. And this is the end of my presentation. I have some other interesting things I just wanted to show you. So this is what we are doing. You see how many satellites we have, 140 plus orbiting, a lot of, in production, or which are producing the data, is something like 140. We are testing satellites. We are improving our satellites. So there are a lot more in orbit, which are not commercially available yet. We had a lot of successful launches. We had launches which were not successful as well, but because of the costs of those satellites, this is not a loss at all. I mean, one fun fact: we can produce 20 satellites a week if it is needed. So in our headquarters in San Francisco, this is the capacity, so 20 satellites a week, which is good, right? This was shown by René as well. So these are our satellite constellations. These are the actual three unit sats, what we have. And these are the actual imagery, what we are providing. So basically RGB near infrared, red edge, and panchromatic stuff. Thank you. I'm finished. So, feel free to ask now.
Yeah. Thanks, Robert, for the great talk. Just a question out of interest. Do you happen to know on which altitude the SkySat constellation flies?
Ah. Okay.
500 kilometers.
Yeah, around 500 kilometers. We had launches from the International Space Station. I don't have videos here, but. Not anymore. We are not anymore launching from the from the International Space Station. But I think the first launch was from the one of the first launches were from the International Space Station. It's worth to watch on YouTube these videos.
So it's
2 yep. But the altitude is something like 500 kilometers.
Yeah, okay. More. Great to get a resolution of below 1 meter. Then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, are there questions from the audience? Yeah?
We can map everything. There's one exception. The question was, actually, if there are any places what we cannot map. Since this is a U.S.-based company, the U.S. laws are applied. So for this daily imagery, what we cannot do is imaging Israel, because there's a 2 meter resolution limit over Israel. So let me invite René to give the right answers there.
Yeah, so for the daily image coverage, it's about 3.9 meters, so we are free to image everywhere, and we do image everywhere. But for the SkySat constellation with a resolution below 1 meter, we have a restriction over Israel, where we cannot sell the data in full resolution. That's the only thing.
So basically, we can image, we can take images everywhere. We cannot sell the images everywhere, so we are the embargo countries like North Korea or Sudan or things like that. But on the other hand, we are free to sell the data to anyone from everywhere. Of course, based on the U.S. laws again, we have a background check if they are using for the right purposes. So we are not selling data to terrorists or to stupid people. Simple like that. And this is our right to decide if we are selling the imagery to a person or not. So this is our sole decision to decide if we are selling or not.
Okay.
So two quick questions. I saw a recent press release which was talking about a great increase in resolution or clarity. Was that SkySat or was that an improvement to?
That's an improvement on the PlanetScope.
Okay.
Yeah, the question was, there was a press release recently that we are having our new satellite constellation, which is called the Next Generation PlanetScope. Next Generation PlanetScope, and what is this all about? So this is an improvement on the images. What they take, still resolution between 3 and 4 meters. But much brighter. The bands are in a different way. So.
And my second question, if I may, do you still do the Open California thing?
The second question is if you are still doing the Open California, which is let me say the if you are having a trial, then you are or you were free to use the California territory, something like 10,000 square kilometers, and this is still.
I think it's finished.
It's finished, but.
So, yeah, so I think that the Open California trial is finished or is close to be finished, but we you're open to ask our sales staff for your personal trial area, and so we will happily support that in order to make you happy with our data.
So it's, I think it's still available, but we'll be finished very soon. Yeah. So it's this is the plan. But again, so feel free to ask us, and we can provide any kind of trial or demo access to you if needed. Yep. Yeah, we can. Yeah, the question was if there is a possibility to do or still possible to do videos with the SkySat satellites, and it, the answer is yes. So we are still can provide videos.
So yeah, just one little add-on. So it's right that we are able to collect the videos. Currently, we are in preparation for the rollout of the video product. So there will be an additional product for SkySat video and SkySat stereo imagery.
I don't get the question, sorry for that.
So, the SkySat, is the API also linked to that, so you can send requests?
Okay. So I guess you are talking about the tasking API. So if you want to task a SkySat image, yes, and there's a tasking API available, but currently rolled out only to a limited number of customers. Because the you can imagine if somebody tasked the same area, let's say Berlin, also the eastern and the western part at the same time, so we may run into conflicts then, and at the end nobody will get an image, not the first one, not the last one. So that's why we provided the Copernicus Emergency Service with the ability to task their SkySat imaging themselves and a few other customers. It will be, or I hope there will be soon, an enhanced version of this tasking scheduler, that's the software, which can handle such conflicts in a better way, and then we were able to roll it out to a wider public.
Okay. Any more questions?
No more questions.
No?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks to the presenters.